Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam treated all human beings to be equal in the matter of rights and responsibilities, and he did not fix any limit in this behalf of equality among all human beings. And if he did fix any such limits, it was fixed keeping in mind the interests of the public in general, the people. And when we study the character of Imam Ali, we clearly see that he did not violate this freedom, the freedom of the people, the freedom of the public, the freedom in any of his laws, orders, rules, or regulations. And he always kept the public welfare in his view, in all his actions. He dealt equal treatment to both his friends and his foes.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام عرفت الله سبحانه بفسخ العزائم وحل العقود ونقض الهمم.
أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام said, I came to know Allah the Glorified through the breaking of determinations, change of intentions, and losing of courage.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is To My Brother, and we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So dear friends, alhamdulillah, praise be to the Almighty Allah. We are at your service speaking about the universal persona of the first divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam. A very beautiful, magnificent persona indeed, an everlasting persona, if you will. After the passing of over 1,000 years, we find that His Eminence's persona is still very, very relevant, and we are still learning so many practical lessons from His Eminence that we can apply in our daily lives. Of course, His Eminence, Imam Ali alayhi salam, was the most beautiful living miracle of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. We find that Imam Ali alayhi salam was a very chivalrous kind of an individual. When we talk about chivalry, this honor, this nobility, this respect, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam was definitely at the peak. In so many of the battles, when an enemy soldier would run away from Imam Ali alayhi salam, His Eminence would not follow a person who was fleeing and hunt them down, if you will, and kill them. This is not seen in the life and the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And truly, what a chivalrous thing to do when in the heat of battle, in the heat of war, when it seems like all options are on the table, we find a universal persona like that of Imam Ali alayhi salam, where if an individual flees, if an individual surrenders, if an individual runs away, then Imam Ali alayhi salam does not strike them down. truly the epitome of chivalry. And of course, it is not even imaginable that His Eminence would kill women and children. It is also not imaginable that His Eminence would kill somebody who was sick or somebody who was elderly. And in the present day, we see the exact opposite is happening to the Palestinian people. Truly, the Zionist regime has gone beyond the limits, killing incessantly women and children, killing incessantly the sick and the elderly. If the world wants to come out of this horrific genocide that is happening, it must turn towards the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, an individual who was so chivalrous, who was so honorable and respected, a man of chivalry in the battlefield. And what a sad situation it is in the world today, where women and children, innocent, have been killed and are being killed, and most unfortunately and most probably will continue to be killed because the world has decided to not take role models such as Imam Ali alayhi salam. If the world had taken role models such as Imam Ali alayhi salam, we would live truly in a utopian society, the most perfect and peaceful and best of societies. A very comprehensive lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the folly, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and that is the universal aspect of his personality. One of the important elements or the dimensions of this universality of Ali is his sense of justice. You know, these days, peace is probably the most, you know, discussed and coveted concept everywhere. Every nation talks about peace. Every ideology says we want peace. Every religion talks about peace. And then, you know, when you see nothing is happening, the problem is they do not think about it, that peace is not the beginning of the process. Peace is actually end result of a process which comes before it. And that process which comes before peace is known as justice. If you don't have justice, you cannot have peace. So it's futile to talk about peace, you know, before implementing and maintaining justice in the human society. And so justice becomes a very important and a very noble value in Islam as well as the human society. If you look at the ayat of Quran, the words that are recited from Surah Hadid, ayat number 25, well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is just one reason he explains why he sent the messengers. And in this passage is mostly referring to the Ulul Azm prophets. You know, people like Nuh and Ibrahim and Musa and Isa and Muhammad. لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. He says, verily we sent the messengers, our messengers, with bayyinat, clear proofs, referring to rational intellectual arguments that they had. وَأَنْزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانِ. And we revealed with them their books and mizan, the balance to know what is right and what is wrong. Mostly this refers to the, in the Zahiri Tafsir, to the Sharia and the laws brought by the Ulul Azm prophets. وَأَنْزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدِ فِيهِ بَعْثٌ شَدِيدٌ. And then Allah says, we sent down, or we created the iron. And that is how the surah gets that name, Al-Hadid. In which there is, you know, strong and great might. Because iron is obviously very strong. And there are manafi', there are benefits in it for the people also. If you look at this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I sent three things with the prophets, messengers. One is bayyinat, the proofs. Number two is the book. Number three is the mizan. Why did he do that? لَيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. So that people may maintain justice. Means if these, you know, guidance from the divine sources are implemented in human race and human society, people will be able to live their lives on the basis of justice. Qist means justice and fairness. And in order to implement that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I send the iron. Here, according to Tafsir, including Amir al-Mu'mineen, says it refers to the sword. So there was a code of practice sent that if people follow, there will be justice in society. But Allah has given us freedom of choice. We are not robots. So Allah knows there will be some people who will not follow the divine laws and there will be chaos. And they will disturb the justice in society. So there was a need to enforce justice by the governments, you know, especially the governments which are based on haq and the truth.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.